ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. 14 active wildfires burning in California right now, and firefighters are battling the flames in 100-plus degree temperatures. One blaze is so intense, forecasters say it created its own weather pattern, and many residents are deciding when and how to leave.
We live in a condominium that's really close to other people, so we want to have our go bag, and we want to feel like we have a plan.
That's Megan Dowdall in the city of Novato. 2 days to go till the ABC News presidential debate between Democrat Kamala Harris and former President Trump. This weekend, Trump campaigned in Wisconsin. Harris is debate prepping while also campaigning in Pittsburgh. The debate could be critical for both, as a New York Times Siena College poll has Trump and Harris neck and neck, 47-48%. And a developing story, Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill is free after being detained by police in a traffic stop right before today's game against Jacksonville. Video appears to show Hill handcuffed face down on the ground. This is ABC in the U.S. Stellantis, maker of Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge vehicles, announcing a nationwide recall.
Chrysler is recalling up to 1.2 million Ram trucks. Certain models over the past 5 years, a software problem in the anti-lock brake system could increase the risk of a crash, says the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Dealers will fix it for free.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. The recall covers certain Dodge Ram trucks from the 2019, 2021 through 2024 model years. And sad news in the music world. Grammy-winning Brazilian singer Sergio Mendes has died. He was known for this hit in 1983, Never Gonna Let You Go, and his previous 1966 hit, Mas Que Nada. Mendes was a triple threat, a pianist, a songwriter, and music arranger. He died this weekend after spending months battling the effects of long COVID. Sergio Mendes was 83. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, Schmidtwood & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, ET Foods, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Sean's Auto Repair Performance, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is sunny and 70 degrees at 12:03. Look for mostly sunny conditions and nice today with a breezy at times, the high of 78. The winds will be out of the west 7 to 15 miles per hour. Clear tonight with areas of fog developing in common locations after midnight, low 52, and sunny and warmer for tomorrow with a high of 84. Currently in Richland Center, once again, it's sunny and our current temperature is 70 degrees.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
We cannot change the circumstances or magically erase the pain of loss, but we can listen and serve you with compassion and understanding at a time when compassion and understanding go a long way. I'm Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our promise to you is to be patient, considerate, and professional, serving you as you wish to be served. It has been our priority since 1889 at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Today is Sunday, September 8th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thied. With just days to go before his first and likely only debate against Vice President Kamala Harris, former President Donald Trump leaned into his familiar grievances about everything from his indictments and to the border as he campaigned in one of the most deeply Republican swaths of battleground Wisconsin. Trump was speaking at Central Wisconsin Airport, in Moyni yesterday, behind a wall of bulletproof glass following his July assassination attempt. The rally came a day after he appeared in court for an appeal of a decision that found him liable for sexual abuse, returning attention to his many indictments and criminal convictions. Department of Natural Resources wardens urge use of safety equipment on ATVs and UTVs. DNR Major April Dombrowski says 26 people have died this year while riding recreational vehicles. Most of them were not wearing seatbelts or helmets when they died. Dombrowski says ATV and UTV drivers and passengers need to be sober, wear helmets, and know how to ride safely before getting in that seat. The Father McKevitt Knights of Columbus recently hosted its annual Father-Son Banquet and presented the Knight of the Year Award. Steve Bauer was named the 2024 Father McKevitt Council 3492 Knight of the Year. Steve joined the Knights of Columbus in 2009 and is a charter member of Richland Center Assembly 3393. He is a past faithful navigator and is a member of the 4th Degree Honor Guard. Steve's involvement goes well beyond the council. He served as the vice president for the Education Committee at St. Mary's School and is instrumental in the sportsman's extravaganza. In the community, he was president, volunteer, and race starter for the Simon's Shark Swim Team. He was a youth basketball coach for the St. Mary's Girls and Richland Center Girls Youth Basketball and Fast Pitch programs. He was also a board member for the Richland Hospital Foundation. As a youth, Steve Bauer earned the honor of being an Eagle Scout. He served our country as a 27-year member of the United States Army, Wisconsin Army National Guard, and is a retired Master Sergeant. Steve was deployed for 15 months for Operation Iraqi Freedom. Family and country means a lot to Steve, and in April he had the privilege to escort his father, Colonel Stephen Jim Bauer, on the Never Forgotten Honor Flight to Washington, D.C., which was the last trip they took together before his father's recent passing. The Richland County Fair wraps up today with the Little Britches Showmanship Contest that is currently underway. It got underway at 11, and that is followed by the Old Timers Showmanship Contest. The awards program in the show barn at 2, and photos of the superstar recipients at 3. Mr. Ed's Magical Midway will run from noon until 4. Gate prices at the Richland County Fair are half off today for $5 for adults, $2.50 for children 6 to 12, and under 6 are admitted free. Those traveling to the fairgrounds are reminded that there is still construction going on 8th, 9th, and Park Streets. Even though the streets are passable, you are encouraged to use Highway 80 to the Industrial Drive and then County AA to the fairgrounds. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is hosting a public involvement meeting for the Wisconsin 130-133 and Bridge Replacement Project on Tuesday from 4:30 to 6 at the Lone Rock Community Building. This event gives residents an opportunity to learn about the upcoming Wisconsin 130 closure, preparations to open the new bridges to traffic, and demolition of the old bridges. The meeting will have an open house format. The public is welcome to attend at their convenience. If you have any questions, contact Greg Brecka, Wisconsin DOT Project Manager, by phone at 608-245-2671 or by email at gregory.brecka, that's gregory.brecka, at dot.wi.gov. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for a special trapping season within Sand Hill Wildlife Area. The deadline to apply for the 2024 through 25 trapping season is tomorrow. This unique opportunity will provide selected trappers a high-quality trapping experience while simultaneously helping the DNR achieve its fur bearer management goals on the 9,150-acre property. Successful trappers will be required to attend a two-hour workshop at Sand Hill State Wildlife Area to review information about season objectives, vehicle use regulations, and data collection instructions. Trapping permits will be issued as part of the mandatory workshop. More information, including the application, is available on the DNR Sand Hill Outdoor Skills Center webpage. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources needs your help collecting red and white pine cones for its reforestation program. Early September is the prime time to collect mature red and white pine cones when the color has just turned brown, but the scales have not yet opened to release the seeds. The state nurseries pay $125 per bushel of red pine cones and $60 per bushel of white pine cones. A bushel is 8 gallons, and experienced collectors can pick a bushel of red pine cones in about 2 to 3 hours when the cone crop is good. White pine cones are larger, so picking a bushel usually takes about an hour. Before collecting cones, contact one of the state nurseries to ensure purchasing is still open. Locally, you can contact the Wilson Nursery in Boscobel at 608-375-4123. All seeds must be of natural origin. Trees in your yard are not appropriate for seed harvest. When mature, the seed within will develop a dark brown seed coat with a papery light brown wing. The perfect time to pick the cones is before the cone opens. Wear gloves so your hands don't get covered in sap. Picking is easiest and safest for the collector and the tree when done from the ground using handheld landscaping shears. A quick snip leaves is a small wound on the tree and a clean cone. Store the cones in breathable containers in a cool, dry place. Deliver the cones to one of the DNR buying stations as soon as possible. If excess debris is mixed with the cones, they may be rejected or price reduction may be applied. The DNR reserves the right to refuse purchase if the cones don't meet specifications. WRCO News time is 12:13. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Contact D&T Well Service for service and replacement. It's summertime and D&T is scheduling projects. Mary and Derek McCormick, owner of D&T Well Service, is insured. They do new installs and they fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service 606-5596. Serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. 8-piece cut-up chicken, 85 cents a pound, with a special case price of 75 cents a pound. Golden Spice fully cooked chicken, tenders and breasts, $3.25 a pound. Smithfield pork shoulder butt roast, $2.50 a pound. Smithfield picnic hams, 99 cents a pound. Bone-in pork loin roast, 99 cents a pound. Jimmy Dean loaded sausage bites, meat lovers, $3.50 a pound. Cedar Crest ice cream, 1.5 quart, $5.50 each. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Close Mondays and holidays. We're not fancy, but we're friendly.
Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the east-northeast at 12 miles per hour, and it's a sunny 70 degrees at 12:15. And it's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Richland County Fair honored by the U.S. Congress for what would be the sesquicentennial. Now it's been a dozen years ago in the year 2012. And now for a Richland County Historical Society history moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a document submitted by Senator Cole for the 112th Congress, Second Session, Volume 158 in Washington, dated Tuesday, July 10th, 2012, numbered 102. The Richland County Agricultural Society was founded in 1857 with a mission to improve the character and operation of the agricultural, mechanical, and household arts. In order to achieve its mission, and later on in the year, it sponsored a cattle show and fair. The success of that first cattle show led to the organization to purchase the fairgrounds, which was allowed them then to solve and evolve what would continue to be a sponsorship of this popular fair for now the next 100 years. Since the original fair in 1857, that year in and out, organizers have proudly showcased the beauty, simplicity, and fortitude of a rural Wisconsin life. The only years that the fairs were not held were during the four summers of the nation's Civil War, and after turning over the fairgrounds buildings to Richland County in 1957, this landmark celebration became officially known as the Richland County Fair. For 150 years, the Richland County Fair has built upon the foundation of recognition of the agricultural, mechanical, and household arts that truly represent the beauty of Southwest Wisconsin. While Wisconsin agriculture has changed since the mid-19th century, the fun of the fair traditions have not. It is through these events like these that the communities come together to celebrate Wisconsin's unique offerings, culture, and traditions. It has stood the test of time, good and bad, in economics, yet serves as a reminder to our dairy and farming heritage that in recent years the fair has provided entertainment to its citizens of Richland County and visitors alike. They hold tractor pulls, magic shows, music concerts, games, and rides. With a rich, illustrious history, the Richland County Fair rings in its sesquicentennial anniversary and will no doubt have had in many future fairs what would be built upon this wonderful community, a legacy. I am proud to have the opportunity to honor this event and henceforth the spirit of celebration that the Richland County Fair brings to our great state. Listen next week for a history of Richland County covering Ann Walsh Bradley, a native of Richland County.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County Highway TB midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
WRCO News Time is 12:19. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City. It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
Today is Sunday, September 8th. Velma Shaw, 100 of DeForest, died August 31st at UW Health East Madison Hospital. Graveside services will be held tomorrow at 11 at the Button Cemetery. A lunch will be served at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center following the burial. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Velma Shaw is survived by her son, Gary Shaw, and Ethel Jaskey of DeForest, 5 grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, 3 great-great-grandchildren, brother Kenneth Pardoon of Richland Center, many cousins, nieces, nephews, and friends. Velma Shaw, 100 of DeForest. Terry E. Fish, 75 of Bloom City, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. A live stream of the funeral can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Terry Fish is survived by 3 children, Kinley and Kristen Fish of Bloom City, Nicole and Mike Ritz of Monticello, and Derek and Sarah Fish of Monroe. 8 grandchildren, 1 great-grandson, 1 brother, Monty Fish of Madison, sister-in-law, Mava Fish of Kenosha, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Terry E. Fish, 75 of Bloom City.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Residential apartment living at Schmidt Woodland Hills combines the pleasure of independent living with the sense of security found only in a supportive community committed to serving seniors. A perfect blend of privacy and neighborly companionship combines with peace of mind knowing that high-quality health care is readily available. Schmidt Woodland Hills has efficiency and 1 and 2 bedroom apartments available for immediate occupancy. If you have been thinking that now might be the right time to downsize and simplify your life, our apartment community might be just what you're looking for. Many features and services are available, including a variety of floor plans, parking garages, weekly housekeeping, fully equipped kitchens, utilities, and flexible meal plans. Not sure our apartments are within your reach? Take some time and let us show you just how affordable apartment living can be. Call now, 608-647-8931, and ask for Bobby Stolz.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a good day so far. I've spent the last couple of hours looking at the longer-range forecast models for the next several weeks ahead, and overall, temperatures, they'll continue to be above average for the next few weeks here, and not much rain. Basically, in the upper atmosphere, we have a ridge that will set up over the midsection of the country and affect us here in southwest Wisconsin. And while we could have some cooler overnights and some cooler days, overall, temperatures will be above average, generally 70s and 80s, and overnight lows in the 50s and 60s. And the end of the month and into October, some signs that we could have a snap of some cooler weather and perhaps a little bit below average. Though if you're looking to get that harvest started in the middle to end of this month, well, that weather is favorable. If you're looking for a splash of rain, not much in the forecast here. Next weekend, there's a chance of a few showers here and there. And overall, the pattern just not favorable for periodic showers and thunderstorms. So if you need water, if you need moisture, you might have to turn to some artificial methods if you can. So let's get to the specifics of that forecast. This afternoon, mostly sunny and comfortable, breezy at times, highs around 78. Tonight, the sky will be clear with areas of light fog developing in those typical locations. We'll fall back to about 52 degrees. Sunny and warmer on Monday, highs around 84. With dew points pushing 60, you'll also feel a little more humidity in the air, but by no means oppressive. Monday night then, mostly clear with areas of fog possible once again, rolling back to about 51. And Tuesday, mostly sunny, highs around 84. Wednesday, sunny, 88. Thursday, more sunshine, pushing 90. A little bit humid, but again, not really oppressive. Still quite warm for many people. And warm on Friday with sunshine, highs around 87. This coming weekend, as I said, a slight chance of showers, generally scattered in nature on Saturday and Sunday, with high temperatures in the low to mid 80s and lows in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 70 degrees after a morning low of 39. Yesterday's high was 67, and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1955 is 98 degrees, with a record low of 34 set back in 1986. Last year's high was 68 with a low of 54. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:25 with sunrise tomorrow morning at 6:34. The winds are out of the northeast at around 5 to 7 miles per hour, but we have received winds up to around 11 miles per hour so far today. Our barometer is at 30.12. Relative humidity is 50%, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 70 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams September Holiday Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from August 30th through September 9th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. They guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.
The Riverdale cross country team competed in their second meet of the season yesterday on the newly dedicated Arnie Mealy cross country course at the Darlington Invitational. The weather was beautiful and resulted in numerous fine performances. Beginning with the girls' varsity race, Melanie Williamson placed 34th with a time of 24:39. Next was Megan Krull, 81st in 29:20, and Riley Leith came in 83rd with a time of 29:33. The varsity boys team ran next and finished in fifth place out of 15 full teams by scoring 147 points, just 4 points behind host Darlington and 14 points behind Iowa Grant. Places were Lakota Brewer, 12th, with a time of 18:42. Wyatt Schramm came in 30th with a time of 19:55. Carson Knight came in 31st with a time of 20:01. Caleb Schleiling came in 35th in 20:05, and Hunter Wilkinson came in 39th with a time of 20:08, and James Schramm 65th in a time of 21:40. The junior high girls ran the penal race and had fine efforts from Lexi Bumpkamp, who finished in 5th place with a time of 9:06. Next was Hadley Wilkinson, 43rd in 10:36, Rose Schramm 45th in 10:39, and Olivia Matthews came in 87th with a time of 12:02. The final runner of the day was Clark Gilson, who finished the junior high boys race in 9th place with a time of 8:41. Next action for the Chieftains will be Tuesday at Bosco Bell's Ryan Zimple Memorial Invitational, with varsity girls beginning the evening races at 4:45. The race will be held at the Zimple Farm, and that's located in Bosco Bell. That will be followed by the River Valley Invitational at Spring Green on Saturday, September 14th. In boys soccer yesterday, the Richland Center Hornets came up with a 0-0 tie against Bigfoot Williams Bay, but Bigfoot Williams Bay won the shootout by a score of 4-2. Also, Mount Horeb defeated Delavan Darien by a score of 3-1. It was Cooley Christian Providence over Adams Friendship 2-1. Wisconsin Dells beat Edgewood 3-0, and it was Columbus Catholic beating Aquinas by a score of 1-0. Willie Adames and Gary Sanchez hit back-to-back homers in the first inning. William Contreras later added a two-run shot, and the Milwaukee Brewers defeated the Colorado Rockies 5-2. Rookie right-hander Tobias Myers recorded a career-high 11 strikeouts over six innings to help Milwaukee avoid a fourth consecutive loss. The NL Central leading Brewers are the only major league team without a losing streak of at least four games this season. Adames hit his 30th homer and increased his RBI CPI totaled to 101. Adames is the first Brewers shortstop to ever have a 30-homer, 100 RBI season. And the Game 3 of today's contest, the Brewers are going to look to take that series. First pitch will be at 110, and you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. With the pregame almost underway, it'll be at 12:35. Ches Malusi rushed for 2 touchdowns. Tyler Van Dyke threw for another, and Wisconsin beat South Dakota 27-13. Van Dyke completed 17 of 27 passes for 214 yards and a touchdown for the Badgers. Ches Malusi had 16 carries for 60 yards, and Cade Iacomelli rushed for a team-high 73 yards on 8 attempts. Wisconsin raced to a 14-0 lead in the first quarter on Malusi's 9-yard touchdown and a 50-yard scoring strike from Van Dyke to C.J. Williams. South Dakota cut the lead to 17-13 in the third quarter, but couldn't get any closer. Quinn Ewers threw for 246 yards and 3 touchdowns, leading number 3 Texas to a 31-12 win over number 10 Michigan. The Longhorns moved the ball at will through the air and on the ground against the defending national champions, whose turnover-prone offense failed to throw or run the ball effectively. Kyle Conrarty made a 54-yard field goal with 6 seconds left to give Iowa State a 20-19 victory over number 21 Iowa yesterday, only the Cyclones' third victory in the last 11 games against the Hawkeyes. Krishan Judkins rushed for 108 yards and 2 touchdowns. Freshman Jeremiah Smith had 119 receiving yards and a touchdown. And number 2 Ohio State scored 35 points in the first half on a way to a 56-0 rout of Western Michigan. Caden Fagan scored on a 1-yard run with 9:34 to go. David Alano added a 43-yard field goal with 58 seconds left, and Illinois rallied to beat number 19 Kansas 23-17 last night. Illinois, now 2-0, beat a ranked non-conference opponent for the first time since topping the then number 22 Arizona State on September 17th of 2011. Drew Allar threw for 2 touchdowns and ran for another touchdown as number 8 Penn State slipped past Bowling Green 34-27. Nick Singleton scored twice for Penn State. Quinton Joyner rushed for 84 yards and 2 touchdowns, and number 13 Southern California revitalized defense had the Trojans' first shutout since 2011 in a 48-0 victory over Utah State. Miller Moss passed for 229 yards and a touchdown while playing only the first 2.5 quarters in his first home start for the Trojans. Atesia Sappington kicked a 25-yard field goal as time expired to give number 7 Oregon a 37-34 victory over resilient Boise State last night. Dylan Gabriel threw for 243 yards and 2 touchdowns for the Ducks, who extended their non-conference home winning streak to 34 games, best nationally among active teams. And elsewhere in the Big Ten yesterday, it was Minnesota beating Rhode Island by a score of 48-0. It was Rutgers over Akron by a score of 49-17. Michigan State defeated Maryland 27-24. It was Washington over Eastern Michigan 30-9. And Nebraska beat Colorado 28-16. In the WEAC yesterday, the UW River Falls beat Alma by a score of 41-35. It was Wisconsin Whitewater over John Carroll 34-7. Albion beat Wisconsin Stevens Point 31-23. Wisconsin Eau Claire defeated Concordia Moorhead by a score of 21-10. Wisconsin Oshkosh beat Wheaton by a score of 21-14. And UW Platteville beat Lakeland by a score of 65-0. The Green Bay Packers wasted a golden opportunity to start their season on a winning note with Jordan Love running their offense. Now they're going to try to have to bounce back without their franchise quarterback, at least for a little while. A person familiar with the situation said Love had injured his medial, but not his ACL, and should return this season. He is expected to be out 3 to 6 weeks. There is optimism that Love could return sooner than later, pending a second opinion. So the Packers can breathe a sigh of relief belief that Love will be back, but they're facing a serious issue at quarterback for now. Their only other quarterback on the Packers' 53-man roster is Malik Willis. And week one of the NFL is underway today, and actually there was two games played. It was the Ravens and Chiefs playing on Thursday and the Packers-Eagles on Friday. So the rest of the NFL is playing today. That includes the Panthers at the Saints, the Vikings at the Giants, the Bengals are hosting the Patriots, the Steelers are at the Falcons, and Texans are at the Colts, and the Cardinals are at the Bills, the Bears are hosting the Titans, the Dolphins are hosting the Jaguars, and all these games are currently underway. The 3 o'clock games include the Broncos at the Seahawks, the Chargers hosting the Raiders, the Browns hosting the Cowboys. It'll be the Commanders at the Buccaneers. The Rams will be at the Lions, and the Jets are at the 49ers, and that'll be tomorrow. That'll be the Monday night football game. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Richards Insurance. See the people you can trust at Richards Insurance, your independent insurance agency serving all of Southwest Wisconsin. Richland Electric Cooperative is proud to offer many services to its members and area residents. Richland Electric Co-op is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. And Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call them for a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Carrier gas furnace. Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. 647-5500.
100.9 WRCO.
baby, I need you.
Could not a path like a truck of flashing high beams. 40 years of road dog and burn like a daydream. Screaming down the interstate, lightning in the bloodstream. Time flies by like a bullet down a train track. Miles and miles under this old hat. Load in another town, leave it all on the streets. Turn it up, tear it down, turn them on, turn the beat. Wichita to Kansas City, Amarillo, Albuquerque. Break down, up and running, Arizona in a hurry. Worn out, throw it back, beaten out a heart attack. Miles and miles under this old hat. And I was a fast car coming down and out of control. Now I'm the last train running, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, knowing even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out under this old hat. Shaking, ripping, roaring, California stargazing, trailblazing, chance taking, rain making, lighter raising, surf thumping, wheels squealing, show stopping, scene stealing, heading south long haul, muscle shows how you feeling. Hit the road, hit the sack, take it in and play it back. Miles and miles under the soul hat. I was a fast car coming down and out of control. Now I'm the last train running, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, knowing even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out under this old hat. Charlie Pride, James Brown, CDB, the real riders, ride or diers, way up in the cheap seats. The road crew, the day makers, runners, gunners, ticket takers, horse trading, pulling favors, front of house, pushing faders. 10-4, copy that, and moving forward, flashing back. Miles and miles under this old hat. Fast car coming down, out of control. Now I'm the last train rolling, trying to loosen my load. Breaking out of Nashville, chasing the sound. Not a clue, knowing even where I'm bound. But you never need to wonder where I'm at. You can find me hanging out. I've been running miles and miles. Under this old hat. Under this old hat. I've been hanging out. Under this old hat.
All right, a good, great song to get you going on this Sunday afternoon. That was Sawyer Brown with Under This Old Hat. Our time is 12:48 right now. Temperature is now up to 71 degrees. We may reach that high of 78 that Nick Grunseth was predicting. Yeah, it was a kind of a cool one yesterday. And like I said earlier, I went out to the fairgrounds without a jacket, thinking it was okay. But once that sun went down, man, it was a cool one out there. But yeah, it was a good time out there at the fairgrounds, and I was happy to see a few people that I knew out there, and Yeah, so hopefully all of you are having a great time or had a great time there. And remember, the gate prices today are half price. It's $5 for adults, and for children it's only $2.50. So be sure to stop on out and take in the rest of the activities. And just let you know to remind you once again that the rides are going until 4 o'clock today. And please use that alternate route that we mentioned earlier to get out to the fairgrounds. That would make things easier. Not too bad of a route to follow. It should get out there in pretty good time. Whatever you're doing. And just want to let you know too, coming up at 6 o'clock tonight will be Old Country with your host Bo Hendricks. He'll be bringing you some great classic country music for your entertainment. So be sure to tune in from 6 until midnight right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup. Talking over the speakers in the back of that truck, she jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out. And she gave me a kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again, play it again.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Mostly sunny and nice today. Breezy at times with a high of 78. Winds out of the west 7 to 15 miles per hour. Clear tonight with areas of fog developing in common locations after midnight, low 52. Sunny and warmer tomorrow, high 84. Mostly clear tomorrow night. Areas of fog is possible after midnight, low 51. And mostly sunny on Tuesday, another summer-like day with a high of 84. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at around 9 miles per hour, and we are up another degree. Our current temperature under mostly sunny skies is 72 degrees.
100.9 WRCO.